So here we are back again with part of our little Set Apart Ministries community, and I'd just like to ask each one to say their name, and you'll get used to hearing their voices as we go into our discussion portion of talking about maturity in prayer life.
Hi, I'm Janelle.
I'm Lori.
Marilyn.
And Marcia.
Thank you, everyone. We're going to be talking the different levels that are available to us as we're maturing beyond being a new believer. And this is not a subject that has had a lot of attention, but we would like to go ahead and move into the discussion of what maturity levels look like. And Janelle's going to go through that for us.
The maturity indicators, which are taken from the Life Model book that we have been studying for a couple of years now, divided into different stages. The first stage is called the infant stage, which is birth through 3 years. And newborns and toddlers are included here when up to the age when they can communicate verbally to an adult or to some other family member or community member what they need. So their primary task is to be completed, learning how to receive. And if they don't learn this task, then it can cause, you know, problem relationships later on. Some of the things that happen during this infant stage is the joy strengths are developed, and they start expanding the brain capacity to joy. And it's really important that the infant learns that the joy is the normal state. Developing trust, learning how to receive help, beginning to organize self into a person through relationships, and learning how to return to joy from difficult or unpleasant situations or emotions. So that's the infant stage. The next stage is the child stage, which is age 4 through 12. And 12 is the earliest age that this stage can be completed. The primary task here is to learn how to take care of yourself. And if this primary task is not learned, then the resulting problem would be that when the child moves into adult life, that they can't take responsibility for themselves. During this child stage, the individual learns how to ask for what's needed, learns what things in life bring personal satisfaction, develops persistence to get through the hard things, develops personal resources and talents, learns to know himself and take responsibility to make sure that other people understand him. And he learns how to understand how he or she fits into history as well as the big picture of what life is all about. So a real sense of family, community, human history. The third stage in the Life Model maturity indicators is the adult stage. This would be age 13 to the birth of the first child. And age 13 is about the earliest age at which adult level tasks can be accomplished. The primary task during this stage, the adult stage, that is to be completed is learning how to take care of two people simultaneously. So the self-care was learned before in the child stage, now learning how to take care of yourself plus another person. And the resulting problem when this isn't learned is that the person lacks the capacity to be in mutually satisfying relationships. What needs to happen during this stage is to learn how to care for self and others while you're in a satisfying relationship, to remain stable in difficult situations, and that's really important to do, know how to get back to joy when those difficult situations come up and the emotions are difficult and troublesome emotions, knowing how to get back to joy, and not just bringing yourself back to joy, but bringing the other person back to joy as well. You bond with peers, you develop a group identity, you take responsible for how your personal actions will affect others, including protecting others from yourself, and you contribute to the community, you articulate who we are as that community, and you express the characteristics of your heart in a deepening personal style. after the adult stage in the maturity indicator, we enter into the parent stage. This is the birth of the first child until the youngest child in the family has become an adult. The primary task for the parent stage is to sacrificially take care of children. What happens when these tasks are not learned is that there are distant or conflicting family relationships. The tasks to be finished here are to protect, serve, and enjoy one's family. To be devoted to taking care of your children without expecting to be taken care of by the children in return. To allow and provide spiritual parents and siblings for their children. And to learn how to bring children through difficult times and help them to understand how to return to Joy Camp when facing those difficult, turbulent emotions. The last stage in the Life Model Maturity Indicator is the elder stage. This stage begins when your youngest child has become an adult. The primary task during this stage is to sacrificially take care of the community. So we're moving away from the focus of self to family and now to the larger whole, the community. What happens when this task is not completed is that the overall maturity of the community declines. During this elder stage, the personal tasks to be accomplished are to establish an accurate community identity and to continue to be able to act like yourself in the midst of difficulties, to prize each community member and to enjoy the true self in each individual, to parent and mature the members in the community, and to give life to those without a family through spiritual adoption. And so these are the stages of the maturity indicator that we have learned and are experiencing currently in our Set Apart community.
Thank you. We've all been through evaluations and looked at where we are in the evaluation chart so that we can understand what sorts of concerns we might still have to work on and where we might need to become more aware of how we handle things. And what we're wanting to do now is to take this information and apply it as to what it looks like in the growing prayer life of a believer.
And I remember when we came up on this, it was during our prayer time, the leadership of SAM community, and we were really struggling with things and wondering, why are we becoming so critical of the way we were praying in our leadership time? And that's how this whole thing came together, understanding that there are maturity levels in prayer life as well as in developing our emotions in our personal lives.
Mm-hmm. And it did come as a result of a struggle.
Yes.
It was very much a struggle as we went through that and talked about it and came together and prayed. It was very difficult.
Yeah, but what a blessing, you know, once we understood, this is what the Father is bringing us to understand.
Yes.
We also recognized during that time that just as in physical maturity and emotional maturity, age has no bearing on where you are.
That's right.
And much of your maturity is also based in part on your life experiences, but you could be 60 years old and still be an infant at an infant stage in prayer maturity. It's also not uncommon for people who find themselves in the parent stage to have overlapping between parent and elder stage.
Yes.
If your youngest child has become an adult, but maybe an older child has had children, you find yourself actually being a grandparent while you are still parenting.
Yes.
And then also, you may also find that your parents have moved into the old age stage, which means that you then become a caretaker not only to your children, but your grandchildren, mm-hmm. and possibly your parents,
yes,
too.
The sandwich generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's real important to understand that maturity is not age specific.
No.
Exactly.
Not
because
at all.
If a person has gone through life and has not completed these personal tasks in each of the stages of the maturity indicators in the life model, then those holes will still be there, and that moves over then into the prayer life, which is what we've come to understand.
Mm-hmm. When you were doing the overall description, you were mentioning the joy bonds and being able to return to joy. So we've done a little bit of primary teaching on that before we sat down for this discussion here. So I'm wondering if each one of you could comment a little bit on what it is like to find the joy center, or what being able to return to joy means.
Well, I remember we got into a discussion of what even is joy. What is the definition of joy? Mm-hmm. And I remember that discussion and understanding that it's not like an ecstatic, happy state,
yeah,
but that it's a deep, abiding peace, knowing that I'm okay and my relationship with God is okay, and getting back into focus on Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, and understanding that, yeah, there was a difficult situation, but now I'm back, and that deep abiding sense of peace being with Him, and that joy where it's going to be okay, even though things have been difficult, we're still going to get through it, I'm going to get through it, and there's a purpose for the difficulties.
I think I likened it to the Bible verse that mentions the peace beyond all understanding, because that joy is there underneath all the difficulty. And it is from Yahweh. It is from the Lord. It is but it is that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like the book of Philippians, because here Paul was in prison, but how many times in that book he wrote rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And for me, as I've been through trials, to realize that God is always there no matter what happens, and yes, that deep abiding peace, and I know that He's in control.
Yes.
No matter what my life looks like around me.
Yeah. And getting the focus back on Yeshua, and if in conflict with another person of the community, or just another person outside the community, understanding that if that person is also a believer, that we can see Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, in each other, and knowing that we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think of it like almost like a river, where there's the current underneath constantly there in spite of all the waves on top.
And, yes.
And sometimes we can be in the presence of the waves and feeling like, man, I'm getting tossed all over the place, but then, you know, there's that current underneath, and coming back into that current of joy and that peace, like you were saying, to understand, even if the waves are going the total opposite direction from the current, we still are with that current, well, with the mm-hmm. current of Yeshua, and going in and being in Him.
Mm-hmm. It's that foundation.
That's a good description, because it's both and.
Yes.
Both are
yes.
true. You know, the waves are blowing and causing disruption, but the mm-hmm. but the quiet peace underneath
right. continues. And that there are going to be times when there obviously are times when we feel very tossed by the waves and feel like, you know, how do I get back down to that current again? Not in a drowning sense,
in a stable sense,
yeah.
And I think of the times as a community that we've had our struggles, and now we look back and laugh at some of those things, because we have worked through those issues. We realize that we as people, we're not always perfect, and sometimes
really?
and we get crabby with each other.
Yeah. yes.
But now we look back at some of those things and laugh, and I think that has brought us closer together,
yes.
because we've experienced coming out of joy, but we have experienced coming back together
joy.
As joy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pray,
joy.
Stay, and don't run away.
That's an interesting thing too, and that's developed too over the last couple of years. But in a lot of our relationships before, I don't think we really understood how much it depends on your relationship with one another. It's an internal thing, a joy and an ability to come forward through difficulty, but it also is related to the people around us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There is that more of that sense of, like what you were saying, you know, that it's still going to be okay.
Yes.
And for some of us who really struggle with trust and have, you know, started out, like community is a, you know, very small, nasty little word. You know? For me, that was really hard to understand that I'm going to be okay with this group of people no matter what. It's still going to be okay in the end. And it's, you know, there's still those moments, but, you know, that's, like you said, we're not perfect, we're human, and there's going to be times where we struggle, and I think that's a big part of it. It's like, even though we can be strong in our faith, God also uses community to bring that joy and to bring that understanding that, yes, it is still going to be okay. Yes, you are still accepted. And that's a tough one sometimes.
Yeah, well, the whole trust thing and even opening yourself up to another person, the vulnerability and the trust factor there, but all of that has to be developed through the relationship, and it won't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. Which takes us to, we've mentioned several times the love bonds that people are working on developing, and then I don't know if we said fear bonds just in the last couple of minutes.
No, we haven't.
We probably need to discuss that a little bit more too, because a lot of people don't realize that just as you grow connected to someone that you love and care about, and you begin to expect certain actions from them and they expect certain actions from you, so can you also be bonded to somebody through fear. And the way that you relate to them then is out of that base of fear. So I'll just give a couple of those characteristics back and forth, and you can jump in anywhere you want to add anything.